Nolte, Cassidy Trump attacked Secret Service agent Hutchinson referred for criminal charges. By John Nolte on March 6, 2026. Republican lawmakers have finally referred Cassidy Hutchinson to the Department of Justice to see if criminal charges can be brought against her. And I say finally, because Hutchinson is the lunatic who testified under oath that she'd been told that President Donald Trump was so upset the Secret Service would not allow him to attend the rally at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. He literally got into a physical altercation in the presidential limo known as the Beast. Meet the January 6th committee's star witness in November of 2022. So, once the president had gotten into the vehicle with Bobby, he thought that they were going up to the Capitol. And when Bobby had relayed to him, "We're not, we don't have the assets to do it. It's not secure, we're going back to the West Wing." The president had a very strong, a very angry response to that. Deputy Chief of Staff Anthony Arnotto described him as being irate. The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now," to which Bobby responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing." The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol." Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. When Mr. Arnotto had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles. Liz Cheney and her fellow committee members had Hutchinson testify to this publicly, although they certainly had to know she was lying. "I knew she was lying. Granted, I'm not omniscient, but I'm also not stupid. There was no way in hell a story like this wouldn't leak over nearly 2 years. Anyway." The Secret Service immediately contradicted Hutchinson's obvious nonsense. Later, in a sworn statement, Arnotto said he did not tell Hutchinson Trump got physical. But immediately after Hutchinson testified, what we all knew would happen, happened. The former Trump aide became a media darling. A darling of the left, wrote a book, and enjoyed a media tour for that book where she was gushed over for being brave, even though by that time her testimony had been debunked. Her testimony was ridiculous on its face. A mercenary attempt to center herself directly under the January 6th spotlight, which, at that time, guaranteed status, media affection, and royalties from book sales. Related, Cassidy Hutchinson, "Everybody should vote for Joe Biden if they want our democracy to survive." Hutchinson was the bottom of the bottom of all the Trump hoaxes, which is saying a lot. And the fact that she has so far gotten away with behavior so brazen and, in my simple opinion, criminal, is beyond galling. Cassidy Hutchinson remains the ultimate proof that if you say what Democrats and their media allies want you to say, you are immune from any kind of accountability. Well, hopefully there will be some accountability now.